Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about obscene language, and the Prophet in this hadith, he cautions us against using obscene language. As you know, all of the limbs and organs and faculties of a human being are responsible to be obedient to God in Islam. And each of them has, you know, a set of rules and obligations and prohibitions that have been stipulated in Islamic law. By way of example, it's considered a sin to look at a non-mahram person of the opposite gender. So this is a sin of the eye. Or for example, it would be a sin to hear backbiting. And this is a sin and which we have been obliged to shun by the ears. So this is a sin that related to the faculty of hearing. The tongue is also an organ and a faculty which has its own set of rules, obligations, and prohibitions. Like, for example, speaking the truth is an obligation that the tongue must do. Backbiting is a prohibition, and it's something that we are obliged to forsake. In a similar manner, one of the things that the tongue is obliged to shun and forsake is obscene language. In this connection, we have many hadiths, beautiful hadiths transmitted from the infallibles, alayhi wasalam, regarding this topic. Let's look at one of those. That is this hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet said, "No sooner does obscene language accompany something than it disgraces it, and no sooner does modesty accompany something than it adorns it." Right? So if we're talking about something, and let's say we interject some obscene language in it, then it ruins that thing we're talking about. No matter how noble or valuable that thing was, we end up disgracing that that topic we were speaking about, and whatever we said kind of annuls the goodness of it. But if we speak modestly, then it beautifies what we were talking about, and it gives it exquisiteness and a nobleness to what we were saying. So dignity is the effect of this dignity. Our dignity is that we refrain from using obscene language. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "A person of dignity would never use obscene language." And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Allah hates the user of obscene language and the one who is shameless with it." And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "The weapon of the wicked is foul language." They use it as a weapon to propagate their evil intentions and motives. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at refraining from using obscene language in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد